Hello and welcome to my next podcast. This is your host, Biswarup. A lot of my team members keep coming to me and ask me, sir, how to make a good presentation so that I can captivate my audience. And I keep repeating to them that presentation is a skill and it needs to be practiced over a period of time to hone it. But over the years that I've worked and currently in my entrepreneurship journey, I've tried to break it down for you to make it easier. I bucket the presentation into two specific buckets. One is the sales presentation and one is the non-sales presentation. By sales presentation, I mean new product developments, HR strategies, motivation, sales, new product development, new business development, etc. All of these are sales, right? So we bucket that into the sales presentation. And one is the non-sales presentation, which is the review presentation. Normally is what has gone right, what has gone wrong, etc. So fundamentally bucketed into two, sales and non-sales. Now, every presentation will have a start, a middle, and an end, right? So the starting for a sales presentation should be with the objective. So it should be like a hook statement. For example, it can be, with this strategy, we are going to increase sales by 20%. Or with this new product, we can increase our top line by 100 crores. Or with this initiative, there can be a cost saving of up to 5%. You know, so these kind of hook statements. So the objective of that presentation should be in this first slide. This pulls the audience into the presentation and into the discussion. For non-sales presentation, highlight your achievements. For example, I have achieved 110% of my sales. I have added 100 more outlets. I have gone into 3 more new geographies. So highlight what you have achieved. With this, you set the correct tone for the presentation, a positive outlook to the presentation. That's one. Two, in a sales presentation, you will then have, after the first part, a story to tell. People are more hooked to stories, right? That connect with their brains and they remember those stories. So use your visuals, auditory, and kinesthetics. Kinesthetics means body language, to weave the story around them. Create big visuals for areas of reinforcements. I personally used a silence when I used to highlight a point or reinforce something. So you pause before that and you pause after that, after the thing that you want the people to remember. That's important. So this is for the sales one. For non-sales one, I don't think there's a story to say per se, because you're engaging with what has happened and what did not happen, and therefore you're engaging in a conversation. So there's no story, but there are facts to share and data to share with the people around you or the audience around you. That's two. Third is engage with the audience. This is so, so critical. Take the participation of the audience, whether through conversations, whether asking them questions, whether there is a poll or any other initiatives. You can also tell your audience to give their feedback or add to what you have presented. You know, with this, the accountability part of the audience also grows and they become part of the same team. So they want to contribute to the presentation, to the thought process. And the other thing which happens is you can also gauge the seriousness or the mood of the audience based on these conversations on the topic that you're presenting. So engaging with the audience is very, very important. For a non-sales presentation, I don't think there is special engagement required, because people are more or less discussing with each other on what has happened, what has not happened, what could be done, Therefore, the engagement level is already there. Fourth, rehearse. I cannot tell you how important it is to do your homework of rehearsing and presenting, present in front of the mirror to your friends, to your colleagues, to other professionals, so that you're on top of the game. Do your homework as much as possible. If you're doing a new presentation for a strategy meet or a new product development, do as much of research as possible. Find out questions that can come or you can expect. Prepare answers for them. Anticipate questions and prepare answers for them. For review meetings or non-sales meetings, have as much data as possible, anticipate questions and have answers ready with yourself. Very, very important. A few do's and don'ts for any presentation. Try to be very sharp and crisp, because the attention span of people is anything between 7 to 10 minutes. So although there is a 10, 20, 30 rule which goes, but I would rather suggest that make the slides sharp, focused, as per what the timeline is given to you. Do not make 30, 40, 50 slides. People lose patience and people lose their attention to you. So make sharp, focused presentations. Make a mental note that any slide should not take more than 2 to 2.5 minutes. So a 10 slider would take anything between 20 to 25 minutes. That's the thumb rule. Plus minus, you can also add or delete based on your project, your purpose, your objective of the presentation. The other important thing that you need to remember is each slide should not have more than 8 pointers. Now, I'm very, very critical about this. Anything above 8 pointers, people get disinterested. They're not bothered. So 8 pointers at the max. Better is 5, max is 8, right? And each sentence should not have more than 8 words. I repeat, it should not have more than 8 words. Never make paragraphs in the slides. The audience do not have the patience or the attention to read the presentation. The other do not is, do not turn your back to the audience and read from the slides. It's absolutely a no-no. So just to recap, for an effective presentation, it should have a start, a story, and an end. For sales, put your objective in such a way that it pulls the audience. A sales objective, make it with numbers, with visuals, so that people get attracted to it. For non-sales, put the achievements that you've done so that the presentation starts with a positive note. Two, use your visuals, auditory, and body language to weave stories for sales presentations. Same for non-sales. Three, rehearse. Research on your project, research on your data, be on top of the game. Engage with consumers or the audience. Here, the audience is the consumers of your presentation. So engage with the audience in terms of Q&A, polls, or any other activity so that they get engaged with the presentation. And what you should not do is have very long presentations, have long paragraphs in the slides. These are absolutely no-no. So if you like this podcast, please share this with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. I hope to bring more of this in the very near future. For more tips and tricks, please join my free VIP Facebook group, link given below. This is your host, Biswarup, signing off. Until the next time, stay curious, keep growing, and stay connected. Thank you once again for tuning in.